I lived my life alone, without anyone that I could really talk to until I had an accident with my plane in the desert of Sahara 6 years ago. Something was broken in my engine, and as I had with me neither a mechanic nor any passengers, I set myself to attempt the difficult repairs all alone. It was a question of life or death for me. I had scarcely enough drinking water to last a week. The first night then, I went to sleep on the sand, 1,000 miles from any human habitation. I was more isolated than a shipwrecked sailor on a raft in the middle of the ocean. Thus, you can imagine my amazement at sunrise when I was awakened by an odd little voice.
If you please, draw me a sheep.
What?
Draw me a sheep.
I jumped to my feet, completely thunderstruck. I blinked my eyes hard. I looked carefully all around me, and I saw a most extraordinary small person who stood there examining me with great seriousness. It was then that the fox appeared.
Good morning.
Hello. Who are you? You are very pretty to look at.
I am a fox.
Come and play with me. I am so unhappy.
I cannot play with you. I am not tame.
So the little prince tamed the fox. And when the hour of his departure drew near, "Ah," said the fox, "I shall cry."
It is your own fault. I never wished you any sort of harm, but you wanted me to tame you.
Yes, that is so.
But now you are going to cry.
That is so.
Then it has done you no good at all.
Oh, it has done me good. And I will make you a present of a secret. It is only with the heart that one can see rightly. What is essential is invisible to the eye.
What is essential is invisible to the eye.